You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
You made it through. That was awesome.
I did make it through. I stumbled over my words a little bit.
I didn't know if you were going to need to call me up.
Well,
you
know, call me in. It's the whole interrupting thing.
You think?
Maybe. Maybe it's in my head. Although, you know what's funny though?
What's funny?
So my wife and I recently started this podcast on marriage and parenting. It's called the In Between Podcast.
Right.
And
I see what you did there.
Yeah, In Between. And what's funny is Christina has this thing where she's interrupting me.
Oh, she learned from the best.
Yeah. And I didn't really think it was an interruption because
I was referring to Ed.
We're co-hosting it.
Not me.
And I mean, she didn't interrupt me like you interrupt me or like Ed interrupts me. It was kind of a part of it. But then one of our plus members, actually, our New Churches plus members, reaches out and he's like, did Christina just interrupt you? So I must just be interruptible.
Did you go into your Rodney Dangerfield? I get no respect everywhere I go.
No, that's another person on our team.
I do three podcasts.
All right. Well, today we have a great question from Sam up in the Northeast.
We are getting a lot of questions from the Northeast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty
What's
cool.
up with you, South? Y'all are the one that have the way most downloads, Texas specifically.
Yeah. Texas and California. Yeah. And Florida, but New York is up there.
New York is up there, but I just don't understand. Yeah. We've had a lot of questions lately from the Northeast.
Yeah, so if you're in the Northwest or anywhere else in the world,
it's been a while since we had an international question. Including a small country like
Canada. It's true.
Didn't we have one from Australia not too long ago?
Yeah, Australia, South Africa, England, a ton of different countries, Germany as well. So. Send in your questions, and we will be sure to get to them as long as they're not bad. So let's listen to the question.
Hi, guys. My name's Sam. I'm from Fusion Church. I'm a campus pastor over here. And the question that I had is around maintaining momentum, kind of establishing lead teams, and building an identity under the covering of the house for a multi-site church when the campus that I oversee right now is our broadcast campus, but within this year, we're going to be transitioning into being the satellite campus, and our portable location right now is going to be acquiring a brand new facility that's going to be our kind of main hub broadcast campus. So obviously, I want to be a part of pioneering over there, making sure that they have the support that they need from us and our teams, but I also want to make sure that we're building and maintaining momentum and establishing lead teams going into a season of us transitioning from broadcast campus into the satellite campus.
All right. So as I'm looking up the church here.
Sam, what did you do? That's what I want to know.
Okay. So this is a good point of clarification before we get started here.
Okay.
And once again, I appreciate the context and I appreciate you sending in the voicemail using your church email so we can actually look up the church and get some good context here. Some, you know, good few points if you haven't yet left us a question or if you're planning on leaving us a question at speakpipe.com/newchurches or at newchurches.com and just hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. But what I see from this church is that the broadcast campus has three services.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they are video because, you know, he said broadcast.
Yep.
And he is not the lead pastor. So Brendan is the lead pastor, and he is one of the campus pastors. There's a campus pastor at the broadcast campus, and there's a campus pastor at their other campus. All right. So just for a point of clarification.
Right.
So it's not like the lead pastor is changing here or the main teaching pastor is changing. It's really more the broadcast component of it. But even having said that, where the broadcast happens is where the live teaching happens. So that's going to be a big cultural shift.
That is. It's going to feel, it's just, I mean, it's the nature of it. It's going to feel a little different. And so there will be some of those people that, since this was the main campus, that's all they've ever known is the live teaching element. It's one thing to have that shift happen to you. It's another to already know and willingly say, I'm going to go to this, you know, video venue. You know, when you show up, you know what you're going to. At least after the first week, if you didn't, you know what you're going to, and you decide whether you like it or not. More often than not, it's not really a deciding factor for most people. But I do think that it is going to be interesting in that all that this campus has ever known is live teaching. So.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And what I'd encourage you to do, Sam, is actually put a transition plan in place so that even before the new campus begins broadcasting, even now, begin on a monthly basis showing video to the main campus right now, to the broadcasting campus. So midweek, record it from the same place and show it once a month and allow the broadcast campus to experience what's going to happen. Allow it to actually be an opportunity to cast vision and to share what's happening. Don't just say, hey, new building, better tech. That's why we're doing broadcasts from See that ya. One. Yeah, we're going to go HD or we're going to go 4K. I mean, don't use those practical reasons as, you know, part of the vision casting, but use this as an opportunity to begin shifting the culture, because that broadcast campus is going to be hit the most with the shift.
And I would say, too, that, you know, in your position, there's only so much you can do. So mm-hmm. this has to be... You know, you've got to get your senior pastor bought into that as well, because he's the one that's going to be able to preach this vision of what this is. This should not be an announcement. This should be something that is preached through. I would encourage you right now. This is a great time to audit. This is a great time to survey. This is a great time to do that in multiple areas. So first off, you want to do that in your volunteers and leaders and figure out who's staying and who's going. Some people, you may find that you're going to have some pretty big gaps in some significant areas, and that's where you need to go to those individual people and just make the big ask. Ask them to commit to staying with you for a year. Or just make it, I always like to put a time frame on that mm-hmm. Rather than saying, hey, will you stay with me? Yes, I'm with you. Okay, well then in 6 months, they're like, well, you know, it's been really hard and we've been thinking about it and we're just going to go over here. If you ask them for a year-long commitment, I think that's better than asking them for a general commitment. I think it's harder to shift. Toward the end of that year commitment, you can ask them for another year. You can just ask them to stay. But the big piece in that is making sure that people are going to reproduce themselves in those roles. The next place that I would say is going to sound way too businesslike, but is something that has to be addressed, and that is giving. You want to know from that perspective, once you figure out the general survey of who's staying and who's going, you don't need to know names. You leave that to your finance department, but you do need a report on what that's going to look like, because that can dramatically affect your budget and your ability to staff well and all the things that that kind of come in that territory. And it can really bite you if you're not careful. So, you may already have in place some kind of central accounting, some type of central way where funds are collected and used from, you know, one bucket versus each campus has their own bucket, and that's great. But still, you'll want to take a good look at the finances there as well.
Yeah, that's really good. The other thing that I would say is when you look at switching the broadcast campus, and as I've recommended, beginning to actually show video to your current broadcast campus.
I think that's brilliant.
When you go and you switch the broadcast campus to the other one, I wouldn't send that other campus. I wouldn't have live teaching be every week at that other campus. So right now, think about it. Broadcast campus is live teaching, and then current campus is video. When you switch that, I would still make sure that the new broadcast campus still gets video where you have the lead pastor record during the week and show the video to that one, and then bring the lead pastor back to the original campus and let him preach live there.
As well as some of the other campuses. Yeah. I mean, well, strategically. Right now they have two. Okay. I thought I saw on their website they had more than that.
No, they're only doing two.
Okay, cool.
So,
well, in the future.
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, we would do that sometimes strategically. In the future,
make sure that even the broadcast campus has video and send the lead teaching pastor all around as well.
Good
deal. Yeah, and in that way, you're not... Because the current campus, it's getting a little confusing here. The current campus that gets video, I mean, they're for them to get live preaching every single week, you might think that they're all going to love it. And I'm sure they will like it because it's live. But it is a culture shift as much as it is for the broadcast campus. So in that sense, if you create a culture now where every campus gets video or live preaching and you don't necessarily know when's going to be what, then you're going to diminish the effect of, oh, this is live preaching weekend, I'm going to go to there, or I'm going to go there. And it's just going to be normal because some weeks you're going to get video, some weeks you're going to get live, and it's all mixed together.
The last thing I would say is we've talked about this once before on, at least once before on here, but I would encourage you also to share stories from the other campus and do that via video. So you know that every week there's going to be, or however often you choose to do it, there's going to be some story that really speaks to your values or embeds your culture, or is just, you know, kind of a story about what's going on at the church. Mix those up and make sure they're all video so that the people are seeing their campus as part of the overall for the church.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks again for listening in. If you haven't yet left us a rating and review on iTunes, we would definitely and deeply appreciate that. And we'll catch you next time.